Well, Dr. Ewan Ritchie is Associate Professor in Wildlife Ecology and Conservation at Deakin University, and he says this report should sound a warning to governments that they need to act now.
I think we should be absolutely alarmed. In many ways, many scientists, including myself, have realised what's going on with the extinction crisis. But I think for society as a whole, to see the numbers that we're talking about, including a million species faced with extinction and potentially quite soon, these numbers are alarming. And particularly because, of course, that we know that we are absolutely linked with the fate of many of these species. You know, we know that insects are really important for pollinating many of our crops. We'll either have to do that ourselves, which is really costly to do, or we may not be able to do it at all. So we'll see huge food shortages. We know, of course, that many plants and so forth are really important with providing clean water, storing carbon. And of course, these estimates of extinction are likely to be gross underestimates. We know very little at all about many of the small creatures on Earth, which have really important roles in terms of creating a more healthy environment. To lose these species and the important things they do in the environment is absolute travesty, and we just simply can't allow it to occur.
How reliable are the conclusions of this Intergovernmental Science Policy Platform on Biodiversity? How rigorous is the process?
This process is really rigorous. So we've got countless experts from around the world and lots of deliberation and debate. And of course, we're referring to peer-reviewed literature. So this is, you know, scientific research that's been through the ringer. It's been scrutinised really thoroughly. And it really backs up what we've known as ecologists and conservation scientists for many years now. But it's really time now for governments to take this information, just like with climate change, and really put into action changes that we need so that we can avert this impending disaster, which is the extinction crisis.
Why is the species loss accelerating so much in recent decades? Is it linked to climate change?
Climate change is certainly a big threat, but perhaps the biggest threat of all at the moment is habitat loss and modification. So largely for things like agricultural production, urbanisation. So we're converting huge areas of habitat to produce food, to grow our cities. And of course, the human population and our consumption continues to rise. And until we address those issues, we're going to keep seeing impacts. We're also moving around invasive animals. So of course, in Australia, red foxes and feral cats have had absolutely catastrophic effects on our native wildlife, but also even in marine environments as well. We're spreading around species, which are changing the ecology of a whole range of environments.
Many countries rate a mention in this report, but how do you or how should we rate Australia on biodiversity?
Oh, look, Australia has an absolutely appalling record, unfortunately, on biodiversity conservation. So despite the fact that we have a globally unique fauna and flora, so plants and animals that are found nowhere else on Earth, we're failing to conserve many of those species. And so we're a relatively rich country by world standards, and we really have a role to be leaders in the conservation and preservation of our species, and we're just failing to do so.
Why is Australia failing here? I mean, this is a country that introduced an Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act at a federal level 20 years ago.
Yeah, look, unfortunately, we do have laws that try to protect nature and biodiversity and so forth in Australia, but those laws are not nearly strong enough. And we've seen many examples where development and other interests have come before protection of biodiversity, whether it's been alpine grazing, shark culls. We really need to have much stronger laws that really uphold the protection of native species, and particularly, of course, those species that are already threatened with extinction.
The report says that action on this across the world is urgent. How long have we got?
Look, it's really hard to know exactly how long we've got, but I think the point is that we should start now. We really need to step up right now and invest in protecting biodiversity. What we do know with extinction is it can occur really rapidly. So we know with the Christmas Island pipistrelle, which is a lovely species of bat, it disappeared quite quickly over the course of about a decade. And previous to that, it was quite common. We've, of course, recently seen the extinction of the bramblecane melomys, probably the first mammal in the world to go extinct due to climate change. And so we know that we're still losing species in Australia, often quite quickly. So extinctions can occur really rapidly. And again, that's why there's urgency to really act now.
World leaders are set to meet next year to work out how to address this. What would you like to see from that meeting?
There's a whole range of changes we need to see. We really need to see top-level changes. We really need to take on the question of population growth and consumption of people, because, of course, they're really the number one drivers of what's happening to Earth. But we also, of course, need to see stronger environmental laws that really hold governments to targets. So we've had many targets in the past for biodiversity protection, and we're failing to meet most of those targets. So there needs to be a lot more accountability.
Professor Ritchie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
That's Dr. Ewan Ritchie from Deakin University.